think I wanted it to be slightly more textured and slightly more kind of tonal or something than Teenage Fan Club. I think even thinking about Teenage Fan Club started when we were all probably in our early 20s, whereas this thing starts when I'm in my kind of early 40s. So like you're looking at things slightly from a different perspective. It's possible in my early kind of, you know, 20s that I was probably more inclined to kind of mask things in noise and kind of drum beats and, you know, maybe even make the lyrics slightly more mysterious. Maybe this one I wanted it to be more upfront, but slightly gentler, I think, you know. It's hard to put things into words. I don't want to say it's a solo thing or it's a side project because they might have implications for people. It's just more music that I'm doing, which will run in parallel with Teenage Fan Club. And, you know, we still really enjoy working together. We don't work together as much as we did in the first half of the band, but I think we've got a good thing going. I think we all recognise that. And, you know, this experience for me makes me appreciate being in a kind of group environment as well, although I do thoroughly enjoy this kind of exposure, and I have really enjoyed making the LP alone, but it makes me appreciate Teenage Fan Club as well. But having said that, I would like to do more of this as well. I just like trying to do more as, you know, as I get older, you know.
Talks about all this texture. Does it kind of translate well on stage?
Well, I've never played live, so it's completely unknown. So, well, I could tell you in maybe a month, you know. But at the moment, it's just rehearsals, you know. So, we'll just have to see, you know. In order to try and get some of the texture, rather than having four people on stage, I'm going to try and have like seven people on stage to try and give some type of layering effect, but. You know, I mean, the recording was purely a recording. The suggestion by Stephen all those years ago was just about a recording. It wasn't like starting a new band or starting a new chapter. It really was a recording endeavour, and I'm satisfied with that. Once we move into the kind of live context, it will change and it will become something different, you know, and it might appeal to more people, it might appeal to less people, but it just becomes a different thing, which was never an original intention, but I'm definitely looking forward to the challenge of it, you know. You slip and slide.